We're with dairy producers Liz Dornick and Carol Campbell here at World Egg Expo 2008, part of the Dairy Profit Seminars today, talking a little bit about their operation, also talking about AFAC, the American Farmers for the Advancement and Conservation of Technology. Liz, where are you from?
I'm from Baldwin, Wisconsin. It's 35 miles east of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Where are you from, Wisconsin?
Not originally. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, so I am a IBM or transport. The differences are pretty evident. I lived in the city, grew up with family that all grew up in the city, and when we moved out to rural America or the Midwest, it was an eye-opening experience. I started working for a neighbor farm and really enjoyed it. I enjoyed working with the animals and the land, and now I wouldn't change anything. I have a passion for what our family does, which is milk cows. We milk 1,550 cows. My husband is a fourth-generation dairy farmer. My daughters will be fifth-generation dairy farmers.
Do you use RBST?
We absolutely do. It's one of the many tools that we utilize on our operation that help us to be more efficient, help us to be successful, help us to stay in business.
What do you think of these labels on milk cartons these days in the supermarkets?
I'm very frustrated with them because I think it's very misleading to the consumers. Just as the producers have a choice with what technologies they might want to implement on their farm, the consumer has a choice. But unfortunately, what they're getting with the labels is fear and not facts, and that's not helpful to them. They shouldn't be afraid of what they purchase in the grocery store. They should know that all milk is all healthy.
Carol Campbell joins us as well. Carol, where are you from?
I'm from Winfield, Kansas, a small town about 12,000 south of Wichita, south central Kansas.
How did you become involved with AFAC?
I was confronted with an affidavit from my milk marketing cooperative almost a year ago now, and it, as Liz has indicated, it was a technology that we use on our farm. It's profitable, it's safe, it's useful to us, and so I became concerned about the loss of technology in production agriculture, and became aware of what was then part of the Voices for Choices movement, and attended a meeting in Denver whereby we sat around a table and come up with a plan of action, and that the result of that was the AFAC organization.
What's been the feedback when you talk with other dairy producers?
You know, when we talk to producers, regardless of their level of use of technology, they understand the long-term implications of the loss of technology and what it means to them. I have a neighbor that's never used Posilac and probably never will, but he understands that that there's a potential loss of other technologies.
So the issue is, you know, there might be some dairy farmers that just won't use Posilac, but they're not saying that it's bad for the milk and the milk industry. And the next thing that could go would be something like, antibiotics.
Exactly. I mean, we're already seeing issues with animal housing that's occurring right now. We're going to see issues with antibiotics, prostaglandins. Cloning is probably going to come up. And we just need to look at, you know, what we do, these technologies that we utilize, as long as they are, as Carol said, safe and FDA approved, and we know it's the right thing to do, then it should be okay to have that choice to use them.
What was the story you were telling earlier about, was it a relative that lives next to the store and the thought of not having any food there?
That was actually my brother. When I got involved in this organization and was traveling a lot, he asked me what I was doing, and I told him, and he said, "That doesn't sound like a dairy farmer to me." And I explained the need to be out in the public talking to producers and consumers about where our food comes from, and that if technology was taken away today, we'd have 2 billion people in the U.S. without food. And he said to me, like, that's going to happen. And the reason he said that is because he lives next to a grocery store, and he can't fathom that one day that store will not have food in it or food that he can afford.
Where can producers go to find out more information about this?
The easiest way for them to become a member or to become involved would be to go to our website, which is itsafact.org. And on that website, they'll be able to download an application and fax it to and become a member, and also indicate how they would like to become involved.
How much does it cost to be a member?
Actually, it costs zero. And so that's real economical. And you know, it's really, really important for all producers to become involved across all segments of agriculture, because it's just not about animal production agriculture. It's about crop farming. All production agriculture has this threat. And so we would like to involve all segments of agriculture in our organization.
Well, the more we hear about this, the more we hear from the opposition, or it sounds like there is a leading opposition out there, an animal rights movement or whatever you want to call them. Has there been any dialogue between the two groups?
Actually, no. We don't talk a lot. But we do understand that those organizations, those advocate organizations, are out there, and they would promote a sustainable agriculture. They like to talk about sustainable agriculture, but they would advocate the abandonment of technology to attain that, and we disagree with that because technology does have a role to play in sustainable agriculture and in preserving the environment. Why we have to use technology.
When you Googled sustainable agriculture, what did you come up with?
I came up with advocates that would indicate that we had to go back to the organic method of production, and that's just not possible if we have any hope of feeding the world or even this country. We have to use technology to do that.
So doing the right thing, Liz, for dairy producers across the country would be to stand up and let their voice be heard, do you think?
Exactly. We have the opportunity to tell our story. And one thing we have learned in the short months that we've been involved with AFACT is that we haven't lost the trust of consumers, but they want to know us. They have no idea who today's farmer is, and so that is our obligation to get out there and share our values, talk about what we do, and how the food that we produce is safe and wholesome for their families.
The website address is itisafact.org. That's Liz Dornick and Carol Campbell, dairy producers, talking about AFACT here at World Ag Expo.